So those of you who are looking to have coaching businesses or are just starting, these are the 7 key mistakes that life coaches are making on their way to start creating a 6-figure income. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez. How are you? I am so excited to be here. I have been having so much fun talking to so many people and gathering information and like writing notebooks upon notebooks of stuff because I like to pour into this community. So if you are not subscribed yet, go ahead and click that subscribe button below. If you are interested in entrepreneurship and solopreneurship and life and coaching and all that kind of stuff and what we bring to the table to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking, this is the one for you. So go ahead and make sure you click, you like, you share, all that great stuff. I'm trying to grow this beautiful community of unbelievable humans. Okay. I want to help all of you avoid these pitfalls, right? So those of you who are looking to have coaching businesses or are just starting, these are the 7 key mistakes that life coaches are making on their way to start creating a 6-figure income. And so one of the things I've noticed talking to amazing individuals is when we strategize on their free call, right? So if you're interested in that as well, please go ahead and comment, you know, coaching, and I'll make sure to send that out to you, or you can email me at info@ninaperez.com, and we can go ahead and get on a strategy one-on-one call. I am having so much fun helping these women strategize to what it is that they want to do. So here is the first key mistake that coaches make on their path to a 6-figure income. Number one mistake is neglecting the importance of niching down, of having a niche. Now, I know that there's a psychographic too, right? Like a Tony Robbins, for instance, can talk to anybody about mindset, but he's been doing this for like 25, 30 something years, right? And so what I need you to understand that neglecting this piece is super important and a big mistake if you neglect this, right? So trying to serve everyone is going to dilute what your message is, and it's going to dilute the effectiveness of a message, right? So you have to define a clear a niche, whatever people call it. I call it niche. Defining that clear niche enhances your marketing potential because now you can actually lay things out. You know exactly who you're speaking to, how you're speaking to them, where they're at in their life, what they're doing, what they're thinking, what's keeping them up at night, right? So you're targeting a specific audience that allows for tailored services. And that way, there is better branding, right? You can actually show up, right? A focused niche sets you apart from the competition, right? When I first started, it was all about, oh, I can help anybody, and I can, but I needed to niche down. And I started like 20 years ago in spiritual leadership and then got into a corporate leadership and directorship. And I was always leading and developing leaders. And then I got into coaching over 5-6 years ago and developed that. And now I'm really focusing on helping women transition and create that coaching business that they really, really want to create without needing to learn everything out there, because we help them with all the things, right? And so I need you to not make this number one freaking mistake that I am finding with everyone. I hope that you guys can hear me. Let me make sure I am not on mute. Okay, good. So that's your number one mistake, okay? Avoid not having a niche. Make sure that you are not neglecting the importance of having your niche, okay? Because that's what's going to brand you out. You can always change it later on after you have done what you have to do, but do not get crazy and change it all the time or not have one at all. Number one mistake, all right? Number two mistake that I've seen in my notes as I've been writing, talking to so many humans is inconsistent marketing efforts, right? I was so big on inconsistent marketing efforts. And then I was wondering why my business wasn't growing. Now it is, and it's beautiful, right? So consistency in marketing is crucial, all right? So set it and forget it. Yeah, doesn't work. Okay, so stop letting people BS you and give you a line of crap about how you could just build this and they will come. No, they will not. They will not come. You need to do marketing. And now with the saturation of so many ads coming at you, and so it's even harder for you to be heard, okay? Yes, organic reach is still effective because that's what I do, organically via email, DMs, all that kind of stuff, organic and through my social media handles, right? And so I want to make sure that you understand that don't be inconsistent about your marketing efforts. So if you know who your niche is and where they are, if you know what they're doing and where they are right now, there's a mailman coming. So of course, now we have barking. Be consistent in your marketing is going to be crucial, right? So don't set it and forget it. Don't think that you only got to do one time and be done. That is not how it works. People need to see you between 12 and 15 times before they even start to engage, okay? So regular social media engagement and email marketing and all that can start to increase your client retention if you are consistent in what you are doing. And I know, people always tell you, you don't have to reach out to anybody in consistent marketing, and you don't have to reach out to anybody in email. You don't have bullshit. You do. Okay. Consistent marketing is going to build that long-term relationship with your audience. The funny thing is that all of these gurus that tell you, you don't have to do this, they're doing it while telling you not to do it. Okay. Anyway, mistake number three, overlooking your personal branding. Right? So people buy you. Nobody gives a shit about how all the modules that you have, okay? They buy you. They buy your coaching. They buy your energy. They buy how you stand, right? A strong personal brand is essential for attracting and retaining and maintaining your clients, okay? Your brand should reflect your personality, your values, your unique coaching style. It should reflect you, okay? It shouldn't reflect somebody else. That's why I don't like these things that, they build your coaching business, they write all the scripts for you, they do the video, and they put the website out there with all the stuff already AI generated. I have love for AI, right? I think AI is fantastic, but I don't think it's fantastic if you are not the one showing up, okay? People buy you. They buy your expertise. They buy who you are. They buy your energy. They buy how you step up. They buy the results of what you can provide, okay? The only way they don't know that is that if you don't overlook your personal branding, okay? Mistake number three, overlooking personal branding, don't freaking do it, okay? All right. Mistake number four, failure to invest in professional development. Huge, right? Because when I first started, oh my God, I can't afford that. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't afford that. You know what I can't afford? Not doing it. I couldn't afford being stuck again for another year. So failure to invest in your professional development is huge, right? Because continuous learning is going to be crucial for you staying competitive and effective. And let's be real. Most of us need accountability, okay? So attending workshops, networking, this all can lead to new opportunities and ideas for you, all right? Investing in your professional growth is going to lead for you to have higher rates, more clients, more retention, more knowledge, more wisdom, and you can start adding to your coaching packages, which will then increase the value of what you are offering. Do not fail to invest in your professional development. Please. Okay. Now I say this because I believe every coach needs a coach, every therapist needs a therapist, every teacher needs a teacher, and so on and so forth. And as you are bringing up, becoming this amazing coach and you have all of the skills and stuff that the world freaking needs, yet you're not pouring into yourself, but you're expecting somebody to pour into you. Doesn't make sense, right? Failure to invest in your professional development is going to cost you more than if you just have invested and worked the program. Okay, whatever program that is for you, there's amazing coaches out there. All right. All right. Mistake number five, ignoring financial literacy. Okay, understanding your finances is going to be vital for sustainable business growth. You need to know your finances, right? Effective pricing strategies, how to budget, how you can prevent financial stress, what to cost, how to cost out your program, what should it be worth? Do you know what your worth is? Because a lot of times we are so undervalued in ourselves. So we're pouring in all of this stuff onto someone else of our knowledge, our skill sets, our God-given talents, and yet we are not priced effectively. Okay. So you have to understand that for you to have better decision-making in your career as a coach, you are going to have to really become financial literate about what you are going to allow in your coaching program to make better decisions, making long-term success. Okay. Don't ignore the financial stuff in your business. Okay. Now, I know that things are expensive. People say it all the time, but I'll tell you what, if you know that it's going to cost you more not to do it, you need to rethink of what you're doing, right? Because I'm telling you, I have spent, I hate to say it, but thousands of dollars on coaching and certifications and coaching programs and developmental things and masterminds and you name it, okay? And I have grown to be the badass that I am today because of it. I know I would have not been able to do this half as good as I'm doing it right now had it not been for all of the pouring into that I've done with myself. So please don't ignore your finances and what you can and cannot do. Get your ass on a budget, go sell something, go do something so that you can start making money and invest in you. That is the one thing people cannot steal from you, is what you have invested in your knowledge bank. Okay? Yes? Good. Number six, poor client relationships. I have spoken to too many people about this because you need a strong rapport, okay? A regular communication with your clients. Now, one of the things, I hate to talk about it because I don't like to talk about coaches, especially bad programs, right? But I've joined like one or two programs where once I've signed up, it's like deuces, I don't hear from them anymore. Or if I do, it's rare. Or they promised me something in the beginning and did not do what they promised. Like, I'll be with you every week, blah, blah, blah. And then when I say, how are we not hopping on a call? We're hopping on a call this week. No. In order to do that, you have to pay this much more. I'm like, wait, that's not what you said. Yes, it is. Oh, really? And then I send them the recording or the text or whatever. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, but I didn't mean it like that. So poor client relationships, that is going to ruin your coaching program. Okay. So be consistent, y'all. Okay. Strong rapport, regular communication, be somebody who is accessible. All right. Don't be somebody who just jumps somebody in your program and then deuces, bye. There it is. Bye. See you later. That's bullshit, okay? You have to have regular check-ins. You have to show up with genuine interest in what your client is doing and the progress that they're making. That way they are loyal to you and you have to show that you are loyal to them. Otherwise, what are you doing? And why are you doing this business, okay? Ignoring client relationships is going to lead you to lose a shit ton of business. Because remember, people may not always talk about how amazing something is to other people, but they will for sure like to gossip about how shitty your program is. Okay. So stop doing that. I mean, I have gotten notes upon notes upon notes of people who actually went through that thing. This is a huge one, right? So please make sure that you are up on your game and you don't have poor client relationships. Do not do it. Okay. Make sure you show up for your people. Show up for your freaking people. Okay. All right. I already said it. All right. Number seven, and we'll stop it right here. Okay. Number seven is not embracing failure as a learning experience. What do I mean by that? Failure is your stepping stone to success, guys. The more you fail, the better you're going to freaking be. All right. It's not the end all be all. It is actually a stepping stone. You want to fail. You really want to fail because where do you learn most of your lessons? Right? When you fell off that bike and busted your tail, you're like, oh, shoot, let me not turn that way no more. Right? If you were in a horrible relationship, you probably go, let me see. I don't want another man like that. All right. So failure is a stepping stone to your success, especially if you're going to take that as a learning opportunity and learn what it is that you failed. If you call it fail, I call it feedback. Failed in. Okay. Analyze these feedbacks, analyze these failures. This can lead for you to have constructive strategies, right? So that you can keep growing and growing and growing. Okay. So this is huge because a lot of people fail within the first year. They quit. They didn't even give it a chance. They didn't even learn marketing. They didn't learn the proper steps that they needed. They didn't have a coach to help them. They went and got a certificate at some place that sold it to them for $19. And now they don't want to do the work that it takes to actually be a coach. And that is one of the things that you're going to learn as you're aspiring to be a coach. Or if you started your coaching business, you're going to be shocked how much money you're pouring into this because you have to pour in order to receive. It is the law of reciprocity. You have to stick to it. Okay. Stick to it. I also am a podcaster, and there's Podphase is a big thing, guys. Millions of podcasts get abandoned. Millions. Okay. So if you're not into this for the long haul, if you're not in this to go through the good, the bad, the ugly, the so-called failures, the feedback, none of that, don't do it. Go get a job. Go get a job somewhere or go do something else. All right. Because embracing and sharing your failures is what strengthens you and strengthens your clients. And then let your clients know, wow, she's been through some stuff. She knows what she's talking about. I can really relate to her. Now she's made that mistake. She fixed it in her program. I won't have to do it too. These are the top 7 mistakes that I've seen with the people that I've spoken to and all of my clients and all of that stuff. I am actually doing a free 2-day event in September, where I'm going to teach you how to create your own coaching business. It's going to be your roadmap so you can start the process, okay? But I want you to avoid the pitfalls. And this is what I'm going to tell you. I need you to really think about what it is you want to do, how you want to do it, and how you want to show up in the freaking world, because that matters. The way you show up matters, because let me tell you, there is a lot of choices. Right? And so it's like when you go to the supermarket and you buy this one brand, then you bought another brand, but you're like, this is not as good as the blank brand. I'm going to go with that one. Okay. Same thing. If you are not going to be the type of coach that shows up for people and that actually knows who they're speaking to, you will not succeed. It's going to be super difficult, because it's going to be hard for you to even reach out to someone, A, and then B, to retain them. Okay, so remember the mistakes. Number one, neglecting the importance of a niche. Don't do it. Okay, mistake number two, inconsistent with your marketing efforts. Don't freaking be everything to everybody, because then you're nothing to nobody. Mistake number three, overlooking your personal brand. People buy you, not just your coaching services. So show the freak up. Okay, mistake number four, failure to invest in professional development because you think it's cheaper to do it alone or to do it free or being a tire kicker. And I'm telling you right now, it is going to cost you more in time. It is going to cost you more in worth and the way you feel and imposter syndrome and all of that. That is going to cost you so much more than you just investing in your professional development. Number five, ignoring your financial literacy. Know what your program is, what it's worth, how you're going to make that money, what you're going to do to invest, all that kind of stuff, so that you can sustain a business and you can actually have a business that is growing. Okay. That way you have less stress and you can just freaking show up for you and show up for your clients, which is mistake number six, poor client relationships. Make sure that you start with a strong rapport and regular communication. This is going to be the key for you to keep those clients. Let them be raving fans about you. What is it that you do for them that nobody does? Let me tell you, my clients will tell you that I am accessible. They have me through Voxer. They have me through WhatsApp. They can book a call, a one-on-one with me at any time. Okay. And they see me on the coaching calls. I'm with them for strategizing. I'm with them to build out their business. I'm with them to hand them over when my team comes in to do all of their marketing and automation. I don't play games, okay? Because it's super important. I need raving fans in order for my business to grow. Yeah? Okay. Mistake number seven, embracing failure. Do not, push failure aside is like, oh, I messed up. It's a failure. Forget it. I'm not going to do it no more. Blah, blah, blah. Then you're not cut out for this. You're not cut out for this. And that's not a bad thing. I'm just telling you, you're not cut out for it. Okay. Because not embracing failure as a learning experience is a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Okay. So if you guys are interested in doing the free 2-day Wisdom to Wealth launch your own coaching business, then I will send you the link. Just go ahead and comment the word coach. I will send you the link for you to register. It is in September. It's in, I think, in like 3 weeks. It is 2 days. It is packed. Okay. It's going to be packed. I know it's 2 hours for 2 days. I think I'm going to have to push it to 3 days next time because I have a lot to give you, but I want to make sure that you have this. Okay. So this, my ladies and gentlemen, mostly my ladies, because that's who I work with, but gentlemen can use this too. It's the 7 mistakes that coaches are making on their road to a 6-figure business. All right. This is Nina Perez. Make sure that you get in contact with me. Like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff. You know what to do. And I want to make sure that you email me info@ninaperez.com. You can call me at 203-594-6997. And you can also just go on to ninaperez.com itself, and all the information is there. You guys are thebomb.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.